Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Poise, and I am your host for the original Lyric Stream radio show. We are now an iHeart Radio podcast. Very nice. You can listen and stream our radio show replay on the iHeart Radio app on your Android or iOS device, and also on iHeartRadio.com. You can also listen to the show live. Please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. And we also got picked up by a couple new podcast groups this past week, Stitcher and Google Play Music. So you can also listen to the replays both on those two great groups. And we thank them very much for approving our show. And that's great. So we're a part of those three groups right now. Very proud. First, I want to apologize to John Gagne and Skidbone. And also Mike Johnson with Clear Track Studios. We had their show scheduled for October 3rd and the 10th. Ran into some technical difficulties and a schedule conflict, so I apologize to both of them. We're going to reschedule them both. I know John's coming on the 31st on Halloween and trying to reschedule Mike sometime in December. So I look forward to those great interviews with both of them. I love doing the show. Let's just say that right off the bat, to highlight the musical artists out here and the social media platforms. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening and uploading the photos and music from our guests. And my website is russellpoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, CD Baby, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The song you heard at the start of the show is my own, titled Stomp the Amp, and stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. So many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Our goal with Original Lyric Stream Radio is this: to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I'll be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead that will tell their own story and inspiration behind the music. And my own writing experience has come from my life, current events, and family. I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. So everyone out there, that's only 7 years ago. If I can do it, you can do this as well. So please try. As an introduction to our guest interview this evening, we're viewing a slideshow of Tampa Bay's own Steve Thompson. And as I've mentioned before, we have a great amount of talent in this local area, and I'm going to try as much as possible to bring on guests in the upcoming weeks from Tampa Bay in Florida, you know, where I live. Let's go ahead and play a great track from Steve, and this is titled Rhythm of Our Love.
You.
Now that is a great track. A lot of things going on there. Some great harmony, great musicianship. Wow, fantastic. Well, let me go ahead and introduce and welcome a singer-songwriter with many genres, as we just heard, to include pop, a little R&B, rock, Christian, and country. Steve Thompson, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for being on. And Steve, as I mentioned in my introduction to start the show, our goal is to pay it forward to the person listening tonight, and hopefully they'll start their path to be involved with in the music industry. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you a little better. Are you ready?
Yep, shoot.
What a great upbeat track to start the show, Rhythm of Our Love. Steve, give our listeners some background and inspiration on that track.
Well, actually, that one is an oldie. That's a song that I wrote about 35 years ago when I was a teenager about an old girlfriend. And I found a tape of it this past year. It was a hard rock 80s tune. And when I heard it, I wanted to kind of redo it and kind of a reimagining in a more modern kind of style. And I changed a few chords, and that's what we came up with.
Well done. So that's going back 35 years.
Yeah. Oldie, but a goodie.
Incredible. So, Steve, we have many connections. You and I were actually not that far from one another. You live in Oldsmar. I live in Palm Harbor, and I see you're originally from New England, born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island. That's certainly a small world. I had a great upbringing, in New England. Tell our listeners about where you live now, and tell them about Oldsmar, Florida.
Well, it's an awesome little town at the top of Tampa Bay. You know, it's, you know, most of Oldsmar is on the water, so it's really, you know, get to enjoy, you know, what Florida has to offer. And it's a great location because easy commute into Pinellas County, you know, St. Pete, Clearwater, and easy into Tampa. So, and we love it here. And I was actually just in Rhode Island about a month ago. I went to Newport.
You know, I was just going to bring that up. I'm going back as a child. I remember driving over, and you probably remember the Braga Bridge.
Yeah.
Going through Tiverton, and I think you go in a little bit of Fall River, and then you have to go into Tiverton to get to Newport. And boy,
right.
we went to the beaches all the time as a kid. Love Newport.
Yeah, love it down there. Or up there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. So of all the music genres that I mentioned, Steve, do you have a specific favorite, or are they all equal?
Yeah, just, I always love pop and R&B, but, sometimes whatever comes out, and you just kind of go with the flow.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on raising and doing research, for the show. I know you've raised 8 children. I know you and your wife, Dawn, must be extremely proud. Can you tell our listeners all the names of your children?
Sure. We got 4 boys and 4 girls. We have Christian, Zoe, Kana, Gage, Cherith, Chase, Ethan, and Sarah.
And you're sharing the creation of music with 2 of your children. Is that correct?
Yeah, my one of my daughters, Kana, she writes songs and sings. She got a beautiful voice. Unique voice, and she writes maybe a couple songs a year, and so we'll work on that sometimes. And then my oldest son Christian, he's a very talented songwriter. He just writes a lot of great tunes, and I get on him all the time about getting them recorded, because his songs would just be hits. Almost every one of them's a hit, and but he's more of a rock and roller, so. I've played a little bit of everything over the years, so I'm game.
So Steve, who are the artists that you've looked up to? I like to ask this question of many of the guests I have on, artists that you look to as a mentor and, for motivation and inspiration.
Well, actually, to be honest, I'll say something a little weird. I almost never listen to music. And I kind of got that way when I was younger, because I've always written songs and I didn't want to really be, have things already in my head. I wanted to have, my own creations come out. So I rarely listened to music. But when I was a young kid, that's what got me started in the music, wanting to play, was I saw the movie Rock and Roll High School with the Ramones. And
mm-hmm.
I was like hooked after that. Went out, got an instrument. All my friends, we started the band when we were 14. We were horrible, but we had a lot of fun.
What was the name of your band?
It was called 13.
Nice. Nice. So your first inspiration came from the Ramones. That's a good start.
Yeah, but back then nobody knew who they were, and you were weird if you listened to them. Now they're like mainstream. I don't get it.
Now they're a cult.
Yeah. Well, you hear them on TV commercials. It's go figure,
Exactly. So when I hear, the first song we played, I hear, first guitar, bass, and you play guitar, bass, and keys, and you blend these instruments so well. As you record and you layer a track, which instrument do you usually start off with?
Well, I always lay down a drum track, even if it's not going to be the drum track that goes to the song, and then, start building it from there, and then I may subtract something. But, like, nowadays, like, if I need a guitar, something acoustic real nice, something I don't do that well, I don't consider myself a musician. I consider myself more just a songwriter. So, if I have a song I need real nice acoustic or something, nowadays with all the technology, you can just send, a file off to somebody in Australia. 2 days later, you've got, some guy that really plays well, can lay it down for you, and you can just you can do almost anything nowadays.
No, you really can. Isn't the recording process wonderful? I know for the most part we usually start on my tracks with a guitar, whether it's acoustic or electric, and build it from there. I just love the recording studio process. I know, Steve, mm-hmm. you've been part of many worship and church groups, and that means a lot in your life. What has that experience meant, to you and your family?
Well, it's you know, a great place to play music. You know, we've met some really awesome, you know, musicians and people over the years, and you'd be surprised how many phenomenal musicians are in the churches. It's actually amazing. A lot of young, really talented young musicians too. So, and you know, but
no,
it's a real good way to.
Yeah. I agree, and I think I had sent you an email. I was going to extend an invitation to you. I'm part of a group in Pinellas Park called Solid Grounds Coffee House, and I've been going there for some time, and you wouldn't believe the talent, you know, in this. It's 60th Street Baptist Church, and it's a wonderful experience. I've been going there for quite some time.
I got your email, and I was planning on trying to make it, so we'll see what happens. I won't probably
be
there to play if it's to listen, but.
Oh, that would be tremendous. You'll have a great time for sure. Let's play another great track from Steve, and I really love this one. This will get you snapping your fingers and moving a little bit. This song is called "We Will Dance." Everybody, let's welcome back Steve Thompson. That's a great track, great vocal.
Yes, a friend
Please,
of that guy. I...
No, go ahead. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead. I just vocals of a guy I work with a lot, Justin Morgan. He's awesome.
Oh, I can hear a great two-part harmony there, and that's you snap your fingers that track. That's how did this song come about?
Well, I was just driving down the road in the back countries of Brooksville, and the melody came to me, and I started developing the words, and got home, grabbed the guitar, and started trying to figure out what the chords were going to be, and the rest is history.
You know, that's great that you mentioned that. We talk about this on previous shows, and you never know where inspiration is going to strike. To be in the car, as you said, on a drive, you know, other people are doing different things, and all of a sudden, you know, it just comes right to them. And I always make sure my voice recorder, my app, is nearby, so I can just, you know, turn it on and, you know, yeah, start voicing in there and, you know, make.
When I do Christian tracks, so I like to keep them, you know, so they're very contemporary pop sounding, you know, so that, because, you know, you get people who, you know, you have a preconceived notion of what Christian music sounds like. And so it's just a good song that happens to have a little bit different lyrics, you know. And, you know, I had a friend, his name was Tom, and he was pretty much an atheist. And we reconnected, you know, maybe a year or so ago, and I shared my music with him. And his favorite tracks were the Christian tunes, and especially one song called He Knows My Name. And he was really attracted to that song. And then about 6 months ago, he passed away unexpectedly. So you just never know if you can get someone to listen to something. You know, maybe it had some impact that, you know, it could be long term.
That's a good point, Steve, because you're mentioning, you know, Christian music, and it doesn't have to sound. I mean, do people think, do they stereotype Christian music it has to sound a certain way? Because if I'm hearing your music, you know, for the first time, I don't put a label, you know, on that it, you know, you have a great message behind it, but that's not, you know, your stereotype Christian type music.
Right. Well, you know, I when I first started listening to Christian music, I was disappointed how a lot of songs sounded, you know, cookie cutter, the same expressions all the time again. You know what I mean? It
mm-hmm.
wasn't.
Yeah.
I was attracted to some of the songs that were more, you don't have to give up, you know, your taste in music to get involved in Christian music, you know?
Great. No, that's a great point. So you blended in Christian music into your style and called that your own. And I think that's fantastic. So my first recording, Steve, was titled, you know, the name of the show, Original Lyrics Dream, was my first CD. And it was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. Has anyone told you, Steve, that dreams are not possible in music or in life?
I'm sure, yeah, over the years. I know I had one awful teacher in high school that told me I was a loser and I'd never amount to anything. And I look back at that now as an adult, and I'm like, wow, way to encourage, you know?
That's motivation, right?
Mm-hmm. I sure showed her. Wait a minute.
Yep. Exactly. And the impression we try to make on this show is you can do anything you set your mind to, and that's what's, you know, great about you know, music. Young or old, just try. You know, take the first step and write your first lyric, you know, write your first, you know, chord, and, you know, let's make it happen. So I'd like to ask set questions from week to week, Steve, and I'd like to talk about how the music industry has changed completely, and I'd like to get, you know, your opinion. You know, back in the day, we had those so-called record stores. Remember those? Where you actually went into a store and bought an album and a CD. There's not too many CDs around. I think there's a few, but, you know, we're now completely social media, digital streaming. You know, the artist now is their own boss, and they're placing their own music in all the platforms, and you're not waiting for a promoter or a record label, which was really the only way back in the day. I mean, you You know, you sent your demos and you hoped that the record, you know, label would sign you and promote you. And what are your thoughts on where we are today? And I say this every week, you know, you place a MP3 or a WAV file on social media and your music is available to the planet. To me, that's just that's incredible. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it was good and bad to it. Just like anything else, you know, but it's, you know, it's like you say, there's trying to get millions of people to listen to it, but your song gets lost in the now multi-millions of songs there are, because it's so simple and easy for anyone to create music now that, which is, you know, good that everyone's getting their, you know, their music out there, but how do you differentiate yourself, you know, in the crowd? Is it's almost more crowded. I'm electronically challenged. So like, you know, using Facebook or any of these other things is so hard for me. So, I do see that for a young, you know, young savvy person that's, you know, creative, boy, they could really, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. You know, you think about all the artists that, you know, made it, you know, famous back in the 70s and 80s. And then, you know, there was no internet. So, you know, if people wanted to, you know, buy their, they actually had to go into the store and pay, you know, for an album. And, you know, streaming now, I forget what I'm trying to, it's like a fraction of a penny you make on a stream in Spotify.
Yeah.
You literally have to have millions upon millions of streams. And now all the, you know, the bands and the artists are just relying on, you know, gigs. That's really the primary source,
right,
you know, of income now for artists.
Well, it's funny. A lot of these artists are just singers. They don't write their songs. You know, they're just out. They got someone out shopping their songs. So I think you lose some of that too. It used to be that, you know, you see someone like Neil Young or Tom Petty, that maybe not the greatest singer in the world, but they got their music out there and people could enjoy it. And now it's like you've got to be, you know, a superstar singer from American Idol to get, you know, it's different now than it used to be.
Yeah, you make a good point. And a lot of these, you know, superstars are not songwriters. You know, they're relying on other people to, you know, write their songs. That would destroy me. I have to.
Yeah, often teams of other people.
Yeah, I'd have to be emotionally vested in the song, right? I know you feel the same way. I mean, you want to start it from, you know, the first verse to the chorus to the final verse and, you know, call that your own.
Right.
Yeah, it's a different landscape for sure. And, you know, I think, you know, new artists are trying to figure that out. But, you know, what I would say to people is, you know, social media is everywhere. And, you know, advertising will never, you know, go out of style. So if you want to get your music out there, let the world, you know you're available. And, you know, hopefully you'll be successful. So, Steve, what is up next for you? Tell us about any projects, or where can, you know, listeners find you and listen to your great music?
Well, I'm just knocking off the songs one at a time, trying to get more of my, you know, I'm doing a lot of my old songs, redoing them in modern, with a modern spin on them, and, you know, occasionally writing new ones and just plugging away at that. And then mostly I post them on like Reverb Nation, and that's pretty much the limit of what I've been able to do so far, social media wise.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been on Reverb Nation forever, and I love it. I love that platform. You can do so much with it. They have Gig Finder, digital distribution. You can connect with so many fans. I think I've been part of Reverb Nation for about 8 years. And they do a wonderful job. You know, you can basically put in, if you want to put in 75 miles, 50 miles, and you have a list of all the venues that you could potentially submit your music to. I think they do a wonderful job. I think that's based out of North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I just started posting there in February, I think, is when I started posting. And I've just been plugging away, trying to either update the songs or get new songs done. And, you know, I've got probably, you know, close to 100 songs of, you know, that I would want to redo or, you know, or new ones. And so I just, it's going to take me a while.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I like the fact that you're taking, you know, a song like Rhythm of Our Love and kind of redoing that and, you know, putting your modern spin on it. And Steve, I really appreciate you coming on tonight. It's been a pleasure to meet you and talk to you. Thank you so much for being my guest on the show, and I really hope to see you. I believe that's on the 25th.
25th.
At
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Solid Ground.
Hopefully we can meet in person.
Absolutely. That would be great. I know I'm doing a set there. I think I have a 4-song set. So, I look forward to meeting you. And thanks again. I have great respect. You as an artist, Steve, really enjoyed those 2 tracks. Thank you again.
Thanks. Well, thanks for having me.
Have a good night, Steve.
You too. Thanks.
Everybody, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Steve Smith, who hosts, and we just mentioned this, brings people together so well. If you're on Facebook, type in Solid Grounds Coffee House in Pinellas Park, Florida, in your search. It's a great night on the final Friday, 6 p.m. it starts in each month. So October 25th will be the next get-together. We join hands with live music and performances, and you know, please join us or lend your support to Steve online. Please visit my website, russellboisemusic.com, to include Island Dream Records. I can help connect your music to all the online digital platforms. My name is Russell Boise, your host of the original Lyric Stream radio show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.